哎，现在我们要祷告，求主带领今天安息圣路的聚会。
Now we're going to pray to ask God to guide our Sabbath services.
啊，借助圣经里面的很多话语，给我们得到信仰的帮助。
So that we can remember the Word of God in the Bible to help our faith.
啊，一起祷告。
Let us pray.
阿门。
我们要继续来学习五一读旧的真教会这个真理。
We're going to continue to study the truth about the only true church of salvation.
我们今天要看的是讲义第二页最后那一段。
Today we will focus on the second page of the handouts in the Chinese section.
我们昨天谈到受圣灵一定要讲方言。
And this is the Roman numeral 3 in the English handout. Yesterday we talked about how when we receive the Holy Spirit, there has to be the evidence of speaking in tongues.
但一般教会通常认为他们也有圣灵。
Typically, churches think that they have the Holy Spirit.
他们认为他们有圣灵，也有圣经的根据。
And they think that they have the Holy Spirit in accordance to the Bible.
但是他把圣经根据讲错了。
But we see that they actually misinterpret the Bible.
看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说一个可做主的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的啊。这里谈到没有如果被神的灵感动的人，没有人说耶稣可做主。
In this passage it says, no one speaking by the Holy Spirit can call Jesus accursed.
又说若不是被神感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
他们说他们从来不敢说耶稣可做主。
And so other churches say they never feel that Jesus is accursed.
他们也认耶稣是他们的救主。
And they also acknowledge that Jesus is their Lord.
所以他们有圣灵。
And because of this, they say they have the Holy Spirit.
其实这里讲的是圣灵的感动，不是说领受圣灵。
But here we see that it is talking about the movement of the Holy Spirit and not actually receiving the Holy Spirit.
已经领受圣灵的人当然有圣灵的感动。
And those who receive the Holy Spirit will of course be moved by the Holy Spirit.
还没有领受圣灵之前，也有人可能有圣灵的感动。
But those who have not received the Holy Spirit can be moved even before they receive the Holy Spirit.
我们布道会时候邀请慕道朋友来教会参加布道会。
During our evangelical services, we invite our friends to come attend the services.
有的人拒绝不来。
And some people refuse to come.
他不来好多理由。
And they have many reasons for not coming.
就没有圣灵感动。
And we see that God is not moving them.
有的人虽然很忙也破功来。
But some people are very busy, but they still make time to come.
这个是圣灵感动。
And we see that this is God moving them.
有的听得懂来一组两组，听不懂来一组两组不来了。
And some people, after coming once or twice, cannot understand anything, so they stop coming.
因为他没有圣灵感动。
And we see that this is because God did not move them.
有的听懂，有兴趣继续来听，那是圣灵感动。
But some people, when they listen, they understand and they have interest and they come again, so we see God is moving them.
人默到一个期间以后，就接受洗礼。
And when a person listens and understands to a point, he will accept baptism.
这个是圣灵感动。
And we see that this is due to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但不一定他已经有圣灵。
But it doesn't mean that he may have already the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵感动才想破功来听道。
Only if we are moved by the Spirit of God, then we will want to listen to the sermon.
有圣灵感动才听明白福音的奥秘。
Only when we are moved by the Holy Spirit will we understand the truth of the Bible.
有圣灵感动才会决心接受洗礼。
Only when we are moved by God will we have the determination to be baptized.
但是不一定有圣灵。
But this does not mean we have the Holy Spirit.
我们看使徒行传第八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
十四节。
Verse 14.
使徒行传十八章十四节。
I'm sorry, Acts chapter 18, verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。15节
Acts 8.
两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。16节
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们就主奉主耶稣的名受了洗。17节
17.
于是使徒按手他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。这里记载撒玛利亚的已经信耶稣。
So in Acts chapter 8 verses 14 to 17, it says that the people in Samaria already believed in Jesus.
也领受洗礼。
And they have accepted baptism.
既然他受洗成为基督的门徒。
Since they have already been baptized and became disciples of Jesus.
一定能见耶稣他的主。
So we see that they acknowledge Jesus as their Lord.
可是他们没有人受圣灵。
But none of them received the Holy Spirit.
如果有圣灵才能够见耶稣为主。
If we can only acknowledge Jesus as Lord if we have the Holy Spirit.
耶稣认耶稣为主的人都有圣灵，如果这样。
Then that means everyone who says Jesus is Lord has the Holy Spirit.
为什么撒玛利亚已经受了洗成为基督门徒，能见耶稣为主还没有圣灵呢？
And if that is the case, why are the believers in Samaria who already baptized and claim Jesus as Lord do not have the Holy Spirit?
而且圣经说按手在他们头上，他们就受圣灵。
And the Bible even records they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
我们从这个历史的根基就知道。
So from this history we see,
并不是说有圣灵才会信耶稣。
It is not that we can only believe in Jesus if we have the Holy Spirit.
不是说信耶稣一定有圣灵。
And it is also not saying that if we believe in Jesus, then we must have the Holy Spirit.
那个是神的感动。
But we know that we believe in Jesus because we are moved by God.
有圣灵。
To be moved by the Holy Spirit does not mean we have received the Holy Spirit.
受了洗，没有人得圣灵。
So after the Samaritans received baptism, none of them received the Holy Spirit.
按手他们头上，他们才受圣灵。
But after the disciples laid hands on them, then they received the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要求神也是一样，传道人当然只是为你按手帮助祷告，你就受圣灵。
So today when we pray for the Holy Spirit, it is the same. The ministers lay hands on us, then we receive the Holy Spirit.
那为什么保罗会说有圣灵感动才能够说耶稣主呢？
So why does Paul say we have to be moved by God to say God, Jesus is Lord?
因为当时耶稣出生在木匠的家庭。
Because during that time, Jesus was born into the house of a carpenter.
没有尊贵的身份。
And he did not have a noble status.
是个很卑微的一个家庭长大。
So he grew up in a very humble family.
而且没有受过正规教育。
And he did not go through formal education.
如果你没有圣灵感动，
So without being moved by God,
你就看不出耶稣的救主。
There's no way you can see that Jesus is the Lord.
保罗也因为用外貌来论断耶稣，所以他不想信耶稣。
And Paul also because he formerly judged Jesus by his appearance, he did not want to believe him.
当初信耶稣人很多是没有学问的。
During that time, a lot of people who believed in Jesus were all uneducated.
没有社会地位的。
They were without social status.
没有钱的。
They had no money.
他们信耶稣。
And they were the ones who believed in Jesus.
这些人都没有外貌。
And none of these people had a good appearance.
假如没有神感动，你就不会认为这一群人信耶稣是正确的。
So if you are not moved by the Spirit of God, then you would not think that this group of people were right.
当时信耶稣的人有犹太教的宗教逼迫，也有罗马政府的政治逼迫。
During that time, if you believed in Jesus, you were persecuted by the Jewish, religious leaders as well as the Roman government.
犹太教认为耶和华才是他们的神。
Because in Judaism, they consider only God as God.
除了天上神以外没有主。
Aside from the God in heaven, there is no other Lord.
所以犹太教的信徒假如有人去信耶稣。
So if a person who believes in Judaism believes in Jesus,
犹太教徒就认为你背叛天上的主。
The people of Judaism will think that you have betrayed the God in heaven.
就有犹太教来的宗教逼迫。
And so Jewish religious leaders will come and persecute you.
基督以天上的神为主，跟耶稣为主没有冲突。
But we know in fact to regard God in heaven as the Lord and Jesus as Lord has no conflict.
因为耶稣是天上的神，成为人的救主。
Because Jesus is the God in heaven who came down on earth to become our Savior.
道成为肉身。
That's why the Bible says he is he is word came down as flesh.
就是说道就是神。
And he is also God.
耶稣是神成为肉身的。
So we know that Jesus is God in the flesh.
就是说圣灵给玛利亚怀孕。
Because the Holy Spirit caused Mary to become pregnant.
生出来就是耶稣。
And so when Mary gave birth, it was Jesus.
圣灵是神的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神的灵临到玛利亚，给她怀孕。
And when the Spirit of God came to Mary, she became pregnant.
耶稣就出生。
And Jesus was born.
所以耶稣是神自己成了人来。
So we know that Jesus was God becoming man.
因为这样以天上神为主，跟耶稣为主。是同一件事情，并没有冲突。
So because of this one, we regard God in heaven as Lord and Jesus as Lord, it is the same thing.
但犹太教不了解。
But the people who believe in Judaism don't understand.
所以就要逼迫信耶稣人。
And so they persecute people who believe in Jesus.
保罗当初也不了解。
And during that time, Paul did not understand as well.
所以他就到处抓基督徒去定罪。
So he went all over the place to persecute Christians to condemn them.
当时的犹太人是罗马政府管的。
During that time, the Jews were under the Roman government.
罗马政府的王该撒是他们的主。
And the ruler of the Roman government was Caesar was their lord.
如果你说耶稣我的主。
So if you say Jesus is our lord.
罗马政府就误会你要背叛该撒。
And so the Roman government would misunderstand and think that you are trying to betray Caesar.
另外一个主啦。
Because you have another lord.
那你大概有企图心要推翻罗马政府。
And you were probably planning to commit treason to overthrow the Roman government.
要独立犹太国。
And you want to create an independent Jewish nation.
所以就有从罗马政府来的政治逼迫。
And because of this, there was also persecution from the Roman government.
保罗传福音常常被抓去坐牢。
So when Paul was preaching, he was often put into prison.
那个牢是罗马政府的牢啊。
And those prisons were all from the Roman government.
所以当时假如没有圣灵感动。
So during that time, if there was no movement by the Holy Spirit.
你虽然晓得耶稣救主，你不敢信。
Even if you know Jesus is the Lord, you don't dare to believe.
因为你信的，所以就可能被抓去定罪鞭打。
Because once you believe, you could be dragged off any moment to be flogged.
甚至于被杀害。
And you could even be killed.
所以才说有些人感动才能见耶稣为主。
That's why Paul says only by the Spirit of God can we say Jesus is Lord.
今天不一样。
But today it is different.
今天耶稣有外貌。
Today we see that Jesus does have a good appearance.
因为基督教已经成为受给住在各国的宗教。
Because Christianity has already become a religion all over the world.
尤其西方国家。
Especially of Western countries.
很多国家都把基督当作他们的国教。
Many countries use Christianity as their national religion.
全国大部分人信了耶稣。
And most of the citizens of the nation believe in Jesus.
会堂盖得很大。
And the churches are very glamorous.
里面信主人有钱的，有学问，有地的一大堆。
And among the Christians, there are very wealthy people and people with high social status.
所以现在信耶稣有体面。
So now we believe in Jesus.
耶稣已经有外貌了。
We have a good appearance, and Jesus has a good appearance.
因为没有外貌，不信耶稣。
And so we do not cease to believe in Jesus because there is no good appearance.
而且现在数据很普遍的政治是自由，法律给人们有选择宗教信仰的自由的。
Furthermore, a common type of government now allows religious freedom.
除非极权国家信仰没有自由。
Only some extreme countries don't have religious freedom.
但是现在极权国家越来越少。
But there are fewer and fewer governments like these.
啊，所以说这个时候信耶稣没有什么逼迫。
So when we believe in Jesus now, there is not much persecution.
因为这样，现在信耶稣就没有这个障碍。
And because of this, when we believe in Jesus, there is no obstacle.
耶稣有外貌了。
Because Jesus has a good appearance.
信仰自由了。
And there is religious freedom.
没有逼迫了。
There is no persecution.
所以现在信耶稣不一定有圣灵感动。
So now when we believe in Jesus, there may not be the movement of the Holy Spirit.
当然我们不否认其他教有的很虔诚。
Of course, we do not deny that there are some other Christians who are very devout.
他们爱神爱人。
They really love God and love man.
他们为耶稣奉献牺牲。
And they offer up themselves for Jesus.
他们很有信心。
And they have great faith.
他们很虔诚在敬拜神。
And they are very godly and worship God.
那是圣灵感动。
And that is from the movement of God.
不等于有圣灵。
But that does not mean they have the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵感动也会有这种效果。
Because that is what they have is one of the effects of being moved by God.
还是没有圣灵。
But they still do not have the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵，一定会讲方言。
Because if they do have the Holy Spirit, they will speak in tongues.
假如不会讲方言，就是没有圣灵。
If they do not speak with tongues, then they do not have the Holy Spirit.
这个圣经有清楚的根据，我们已经看过了。
And this is written very clearly in the Bible, and we have studied these passages already.
那对于这个说方言的问题
，Now concerning the problem about speaking with tongues.
他们有不同的解释。
Different Christians have different interpretations.
他们认为说方言是受圣灵 九种恩数里面的一种恩数。
Other Christians consider speaking with tongues as one of the nine gifts of receiving the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵的凭据。
And they don't consider speaking with tongues as the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵唯一的恩数。
And they also don't consider speaking with tongues as the only gift of the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵有九种不同恩数。
Because they say when we receive the Holy Spirit, there are nine different gifts.
你们教会会说方言，我们不活在里面有圣灵。
And your church speaks with tongues, so we do not deny you do not have the Holy Spirit.
我们教不会说方言，我们有别的恩数啊。
We do not deny you have the Holy Spirit.
说我们也有圣灵。
But just because we don't speak with tongues, it doesn't mean we don't have gifts.
所以他是认为说圣灵讲方言，受圣灵叫做恩数里面一种恩数而已，不是受什么凭据。
Other churches say we still have the Holy Spirit because speaking with tongues is only one of the gifts. It is not the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
他们不晓得说方有两种情况。
But they don't realize that there are two times when we speak with tongues.
一种是对神说的。
One of the times is when we speak
tongues 叫方言祷告
towards God, and this is called
一种是对人说的
praying with tongues, and another is when we speak
叫
方言
to people, 讲道
and that is preaching with tongues.
为什么要这样分别呢？
Why do we need to differentiate?
因为你对神说就是祷告啊。
Because when we speak in tongues to God, we are praying.
你不可能向神讲道啊。
It is impossible for us to preach to God.
那你对人说一定是讲道啊。
But when we speak in tongues to people, we are preaching.
你不可能向人祷告啊。
Because it is impossible for us to pray to people.
说方言的对象不同。
And because the target or who we speak tongues to is different.
性质就不同。
So it is different.
内容也不同。
So the content is different.
而这个目的也不同。
And the purpose is different.
好，我们现在看几节圣经了解这个观念。
So let's look at some passages to understand this concept.
哥林前书第十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10.
哥林多前书第十二章第十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能翻方言。这里说，又叫一人能这样，就是说每个人的不同恩数。
Here it says to another, and it lists a gift, and it says that everyone has a different gift.
这个是从第八节开始。
And this begins from verse 8.
啊，圣灵有各种恩数。
So we see that the Holy Spirit gives us many gifts.
从八节到十五节算一算，有九种不同恩数。
Starting from verse 8 to verse 10, we can count and see that there are nine different gifts.
啊，这个人这样，那个人那样，不是每个都一样恩数啊。
So to one,One has one gift, to another there is a different gift, and not everyone has the same gift.
所以他们就拿这一段做根据，双元素圣灵就是恩数里面的一种恩数，不是受圣的凭据。
So other Christians often use this passage to say that speaking with tongues is only one of the gifts, and it is not the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
再看三十五节。
And let's look to verse 30.
哥林多前书十二章三十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 30.
岂都是读恩数一遍的吗？岂都是双的吗？岂都是翻的吗？岂都是？答案就是说不都是了。
And we see that because it asks, do all do this? And we know the answer, of course, is not all.
如果每个人都说方言
，because if everyone speak with tongues,
他都不会这么问。
Then, Paul would not ask this.
啊，所以保罗就问：岂都是说方言吗？等于不都是说方言。
And that is, so other Christians say, when Paul says, do all speak with tongues, he is saying that not everyone speak with tongues.
他们就拿这个做根据，受圣灵不一定要说方言了。
And so other Christians use this verse to say that when we receive the Holy Spirit, we don't need to speak with tongues.
说方言是得圣灵就是恩数里面一个恩数而已。
But rather, speaking with tongues is only one of the many gifts of receiving the Holy Spirit.
他们不了解这里的说方言是属于方言讲到了特别恩数
，But they don't understand that what this passage is talking about is speaking with tongues, for preaching.
那么我们说这个不是方言祷告，而是方言讲到特别恩数，也有我们的根据。
And when we say that this passage is referring to preaching with tongues, not preaching, praying with tongues, we also have a Bible support for that.
那么要认为这个是方言讲到的特别恩数之前
，But before we talk about how this is preaching with tongues.
我们先来了解一下当时的方言有两种情况。
We have to understand that during that time, there were two instances when people spoke with tongues. And that is the difference between praying with tongues and preaching with tongues. When we pray with tongues, our target is God. And the purpose is to edify ourselves. So we don't need someone to interpret, because God can understand. But the tongue that will edify the church is preaching in tongues.
它的对象是人,
and the target are people.
而且要翻译,
and there needs to be interpretation. Because without interpretation, people cannot understand. And the purpose is to edify everyone.
啊, 现在我们来看圣经,
so now let's look at the Bible and see how it addresses the problem.
哥林天书十四章,
1 Corinthians chapter 14,
14节,
verse 14. 1 Corinthians 14:14.
15.
这却怎么样呢?
我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告。 我要用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。 保罗说，他要用花祷告，也可以用灵祷告。
Here Paul says he can pray in tongue and also sing, pray in understanding.
方言祷告就是圣灵充满讲方言做一种祷告。
And to pray in tongue is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and when you pray, you speak with tongues.
也就灵里祷告了。
And that is praying in the Spirit.
那我要悟性祷告。
And he says, I can also pray in understanding.
这个悟性祷告是说我听懂话来祷告。
And to pray in understanding means that you pray with words you can understand.
因为我们心间来讲，你可以用中国话祷告。
So and today we can pray with Chinese Mandarin, or we can pray in Korean, or we can pray in English. These are all prayers of understanding. And that, those are prayers where we can understand it. Other people can understand it as well.
但是他说,
but Paul says, if I pray in the Spirit, then my understanding is unfruitful. That means that he cannot understand it. Because he cannot understand his tongue, so it is unfruitful for his understanding.
就是说,
and then he says, I will pray with the Spirit, and then I will also pray with understanding.
在同一处的祷告,我们可以从头到尾都用灵祷告。
And it shows that we have the freedom to do so, so we can pray a prayer completely with prayer in tongues.
也可以从头到尾都悟性祷告。
But we can also pray a prayer completely and understanding. Or in one single prayer, we can have a prayer with tongues and also prayer with understanding. That's why Paul says, I will pray with the Spirit and pray with understanding. So very freely, he can do either one.
然后说,我用灵歌唱,用悟性歌唱,用灵歌唱就唱灵歌。
And he says, I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with understanding. Sing with the Spirit is sing a spiritual song.
用悟性歌唱就唱赞美诗了。
And the sing with understanding is to sing a hymn.
给你赞美诗歌词,你了解它的内容。
Because when we sing a hymn, we can understand the lyrics.
我们从这里就知道。
So from this we understand that there are two different types of tongues. One is where we speak to God. This is praying in tongues. And this is for edifying ourselves. So we don't need interpretation. And the other type is preaching with tongues. And then we will need interpretation. Because we are speaking to people. And this is to edify everyone. So let's turn to a few more Bible verses. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2.
那说方言的言不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来。然而在他心灵里却就讲着各样奥秘啊。这里说方言本来是对神说的。Here
it says when we speak in a tongue, it is to God.
啊，对神说当然是祷告啊。So
of course, when we're speaking to God, it is praying.
哦，我们不可能向前讲道啊。Because
it is impossible for us to preach to God.
啊，但是没有人听得出来。
But no one can understand.
可以, 但是神听得懂,
but God understands.
不必翻译,
so we don't need to interpret.
如果对人讲的要翻译啊,
if we speak to people, then we need to interpret.
对神讲的神听得懂,
but when we speak to God, God understands, so we don't need to interpret.
我们自己都听不懂啊,
even we don't understand ourselves.
虽然我们自己听不懂, 但是它是有内容的,
But even though we don't understand when we pray, there is content.
有目的的,
there is purpose.
不是随便乱讲的,
we are not just babbling.
所以下面就说, 在他心灵里讲说各样奥秘,
so that's why the latter half of the verses, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries.
可见他有内容啊,
so we see that when we pray, we are praying something.
我听不懂我在讲什么,
even though we don't understand what we are saying.
但他的内容是讲说各种属灵奥秘,
but the content is all sorts of mysteries.
啊, 然后, 看第数节,
now let's look at verse 4.
说方言的是造就诸己, 做先讲道的乃是造就教会, 啊, 这又谈到, 说方言造就诸己,
it says he who speaks in tongue edifies himself.
这就讲方言祷告,
so this is referring to praying with tongues.
方言祷告是造就诸己, 所以它有目的啊,
so when we pray in tongues, we are edifying ourselves and there is a purpose.
这个造就诸己, 有的译本翻成提高诸己的品德,
and some translations for edification, they translate it as uplifting our moral.
也可以说提升自己的灵性,
or it could also say we are lifting up our spirituality.
啊, 所以我们常常用灵祷告,
and that's why we often pray in spirit.
这样对着灵性是有造就的,
because this will help our spirituality.
那么先就讲到造就教会,
but when prophets prophesy, they are edifying the church.
因为先祖讲道是讲悟性的话, 谁都听得懂,
because when prophets preach, they are speaking words of understanding.
这个是造就教会,
and people can understand and be edified.
那别教有的人读了这些圣经, 他怎么解释呢?
But when some people read this passage, how do they explain this?
他说, 说方言造的自己功用太小了,
and they say, when we speak in tongue, it is edifying ourselves, so this function is too minimal.
啊, 先祖讲道造就教会这个功能不是更大吗?
But when a prophet preaches and edifies the whole church, isn't this a greater function?
所以说方言造就自己这个没有多少价值,
and therefore, when we speak in tongues to edify ourselves, there is no value in this.
先祖讲道造就大家这个价值更高,
but when a prophet preaches and edifies everyone, the value in this is much greater.
曲解圣经的话,
but this is misinterpreting the Bible.
自己没有先造就好, 怎么能造就别人?
Because if we don't edify ourselves, how can we edify other people?
当然造就教会造就大家比造就自己更有价值没有错,
of course, when we edify the church, it has a greater value than edifying just ourselves.
但造就自己是一个基本要求,
but to edify ourselves is a basic requirement.
你自己没有站立起来, 怎么能帮助别人站立起来?
If we cannot even stand up ourselves, how do we help other people to stand up?
你自己没有先读造就, 你怎么有能力造就别人?
If we are not even edified ourselves, how do we have the ability to edify others?
啊, 教也, 以前我在小学当老师,
Before, when I was an elementary teacher,
我们中国话叫教学就是教学又教又学一边学一边教,
so in Chinese, when we talk about teaching in a school, we are the term also says we are not only teaching, but we are also learning at the same time.
每次要上课之前, 助理要先把课文多读几遍了解它的内容,
and every time before I teach a class, I would have to read all the material and understand it.
有需要去查一些参考资料,
sometimes I have to look up some reference material.
你先了解课文内容, 你才帮他教,
because only when I understand the class materials am I able to teach it.
一般学一般教,
so while I am teaching, I am also learning.
那当传了以后要讲道,
and later when I became a pastor and had to give sermons,
讲道一样啊, 要先准备啊,
and it is the same, before I give a sermon I have to prepare.
不可能说要讲就随便站在台上讲, 怎么可能?
And it is impossible to just stand up and,
你要先,
and give a sermon.
先准备,
I have to prepare first.
那么准备要祷告啊,
and if I want to prepare, I have to pray.
要查圣经,
I have to study the Bible.
哦, 你祷告神就启示你明白圣经,
when you pray, God will give you revelation so you understand the Bible.
然后经过祷告你就决定要讲什么题目,
and through prayer then you can set on a topic,
然后就把大纲列出来,
and then you can write out an outline,
然后把相关经文都放在恰当的地方,
and then you can find all the relevant verses in the right places.
讲稿写好了,
and once you finish a draft,
不能马上上台啊,
you can't go immediately onto the topic,
还要依照圣经, 自己再把讲章从头到尾看过两三遍,
you still have to cross-reference your sermon to the Bible and review your sermon once again.
啊, 脑筋已经把你的讲章放在那边,
and then you can lay aside your notes.
所以讲道不需要常常看讲章啊,
and because you have this in your head, you don't have to look at the notes when you give a sermon.
你常常看讲章被讲章挡住了, 你就不能自由发挥啊,
because when you're delivering a sermon, if you always look at your notes only, then you're being obstructed by your notes.
所以要讲一个小时的道理需要花两三个小时去准备,
So before you give an hour long sermon, you need at least 2 or 3 hours to prepare.
一边教一边学就是这样。
And that is what it means to learn and teach at the same time.
所以你自己没有先造就，你怎么有能力造就别人？
So we are not edified ourselves first, how can we edify other people?
所以不能用造就教会更大的否定说的价值。
So we can not use the fact that prophesying, edifying the church and
造就自己是最基本要求,
to deny the value of edifying ourselves, because to edify ourselves is a basic requirement. And once we edify ourselves, we can expand the scope and edify the church. And so this is referring to praying in tongues. The person we speak to is God. So we cannot understand ourselves. And other people cannot understand. And we don't need interpretation because God understands. Even though we cannot understand, but there is some content. We are speaking all mysteries. And there is a purpose because we are edifying ourselves. And we are not just babbling. So when we are talking about preaching with tongues, we are speaking to people. So we need interpretation.
假如没有翻译就听不懂。
If there is no interpretation, then we cannot understand.
他的目的是造就教会。
And the purpose is to edify the church.
因为是对人讲的, 所以要注序啊。
And because we are speaking to people, there has to be order.
就是注定人数。
So there has to be a set number of people.
很多人。
There cannot be a whole bunch of people.
如果很多人要讲, 你要继续到天亮吗?
If there are a whole bunch of people, then we need to have services all the way until daybreak.
还要轮流。
And then we have to take turns.
一出一个。
And we can only have one at a time.
如果一出好几个站起来讲, 你要听谁啊?
Because if everyone stands up and speaks at the same time, who should we listen to?
这个方讲道所说的限制。
So these are limitations when we preach with tongues.
好, 我们看圣经怎么讲。
Let's look at what the Bible says.
国人前书第十书章,
1 Corinthians chapter 14,
27节,
verse 27.
国人前十书章27节,
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27.
若有说方言的, 主好两个人, 诸多三个人, 且要轮流着说, 也要一个人翻出来。 28节, 若没有人翻, 就当在会中闭口, 主对这里汉神就是了。 这里谈到, 假如有人说方言,
So here it says, if someone speaks in a tongue,
这里是方言术讲, 方言讲道。
When it says speaks in tongue here, it is referring to preaching with tongues.
几个限制,
and so there are some limitations.
第一个限制,
the first,
要注定人数,
there has to be a set number of people.
是两个人, 最多三个人,
here it says let there be 2 or at the most 3.
因为没有准人数, 很多人要讲, 你要记得到天亮了。
Because if you didn't set a limit and there's a lot of people, then you have to have services until morning.
还要轮流一出一个。
And also they have to take turns.
不能同时好几个站起来讲。
They cannot all stand up at the same time to speak.
那你要听谁啊?
Because if they do this, who will we listen to?
啊, 还有翻译。
And there must be an interpreter.
因为没有翻译听不懂。
Because without an interpreter, we cannot understand.
这个翻译讲到了限制了。
So these are the limitations when we have preaching in tongues.
一般出教不懂这个道理。
But most Christians don't understand this truth.
因为他没有受圣灵的经验。
Because they don't have the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以用到理智的思考。
And so they use their own reason to
他说,
think.
我们叫说谎言, 没有受限制啊。
And they say in our church when we speak with tongues, there are no limits.
我们一下子几十个几百个讲谎言,
at one time we have tens or hundreds of people speaking at the same time. You do not limit a number.
也没有轮流,
and you don't take turns.
也没有翻译,
and there are no interpreters.
他就跟保罗所说的规定不一样啊。
And so what they're saying are different requirements than what Paul said.
他不知道这个限制属于方言讲道的限制。
Because they don't realize that these limitations Paul mentions are for preaching in tongues.
我们是对神祷告的方言，这个不需要受这种限制的。
But when we are speaking in tongues to God, there are no limitations.
如果对神讲的方言还要限制，那很奇怪。
Because it would be very strange if there are limitations to when we speak to God.
方言讲的要翻译，大家才听懂。
When we are preaching in tongues, there needs to be interpretation so people understand.
方言讲祷告需要翻译吗?
But when we are praying with tongues, do we need interpretation?
方言是神给的恩数, 神自己听得懂啊。
Because speaking in tongues come from God, so God understands.
比方说我们悟性祷告,
For example, when we pray in understanding,
有的用英文祷告,
some people pray in English,
有的用韩国祷告,
some people pray in Korean,
有的用中国祷告,
some people pray in Chinese,
或者用日本话祷告,
or even in Japanese,
用很多不同语言祷告,
or pray in a lot of different languages.
哇, 这么多不同语言在祷告,
and with so many different languages,
神找天使说,天使你那话你我听不懂。
Would God call an angel and say, Angel, translate, because I can't understand?
没有这个必要,
we know that there is no need. Because God understands any type of language.
圣经说魔鬼遍地游行,
and the Bible says that Satan is roaming all around the earth, looking for someone to devour.
他可能到很多国家去,
maybe he goes to a lot of countries.
他不必先去语言补习班补习外文才去,
he doesn't need to go to take a class to learn a new language this time. And he doesn't need to apply for a visa. Because he is this devil that roams in the sky. So in Japan, when they see demons, the demons are speaking Japanese. And in China, when they see demons, they are speaking Chinese. And does this mean that the Japanese demons and the Chinese demons are different? We know that this is not so because Satan travels all around. Satan can go all over the place and he knows all languages. And if even the devil has this ability, how can God not have this ability? So when we pray to God in understanding, we can use any language and he would understand without interpretation. And how much more is the language given by God? God will understand. So we don't need to interpret. And we don't need to limit the number. And we don't need to take turns. If we need to limit a number or take turns, it would be very inconvenient. So when someone has a car accident, and he is bleeding a lot, he would say, God, please save me, I'm dying. And God would say to him, why are you worried? Go stand in the back of the line. There's still 300 people praying ahead of you that I haven't listened to.
哇,等到轮到你早就完蛋了。
And maybe when it's your turn, you're already dead.
啊,他不必轮流啊,
so we know that
不必排队啊,
God doesn't need us to wait in a line.
马上讲他马上成全你的祷告。
The moment we pray, God will hear our prayers.
有人说里面神太忙了。
Some people say God is too busy.
世界各地的时差不一样。
Because there are time zones that are different all over the world.
这里是白天，台湾是晚上了。
So even though it is daylight here, it is night in Taiwan.
各地的时差那么多。
So there are time zone differences.
世界各国都有基督徒。
And there are Christians all over the world.
里面的天一天24小时服务没有休息。
And so God would have to provide a 24-hour service without rest.
里面神忙坏了，怎么能够啊？
And so God would be so busy, how can he overcome all these
things? 他用人的能力去了解神。
But if we say this, we are trying to understand God with human abilities. We know God is beyond
他的全能的神,
human abilities. He is all powerful. It is very difficult to understand. So we know God does not need rest.
他是全能的神,
he is the all powerful God. He can do everything.
所以地球上,
so even though there are different time zones all over the world, God can hear all the people praying at the same time.
所以每个地方都有神听他们祷告所发生神迹的见证。
So in the United States, there are miracles of when God heard their prayers.
因主这里所说的限制是特别规定。
So we know that the limitation listed in this passage is only for preaching in tongues. So when we are speaking in tongues to God, there is no such limitation. And earlier, when we mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 and 30, when it says, do all speak with tongues, I think that this is referring to preaching with tongues. So for what reasons do we interpret this as only preaching with tongues?
有三个理由。
There are three reasons.
第一个理由,
the first,
这个哥林前书12章8到11节,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10, here it mentions that there are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And all nine of these gifts are for the edification of the church.
看一看这个,
Let's Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8.
书中第八节以下到第十节有九种恩数，每种都属于造就教会的恩数。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10, all nine of these gifts are gifts to edify the church.
看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节中，这人蒙圣灵给他智慧的言语，这个就是第一个恩数。
So the first gift is the word of wisdom through the Spirit.
这个智慧是属灵智慧。
So this is spiritual wisdom.
言语是讲给人听的。
And so the word is spoken to people.
没有人讲话给主听啊。
We do not speak words to ourselves.
这是造就教会啊。
So this speaking the word is to edify the church.
又说，一那人蒙着圣灵给他智慧言语，这个就是属灵知识。
And here there is the word of knowledge, and this is spiritual knowledge.
言语是讲给人听。
And the word is also spoken to people.
所以属灵智慧、属灵知识这种话语是来造就教会的。
So we see that the words of spiritual wisdom and spiritual knowledge are to edify the church.
再看第九节。
Now let's look at verse 9.
又有一人蒙着圣灵给他信心。这里是叫信心的恩数。
Here it says the gift of faith.
我们一般人的信心通常都是慢慢长进的。
For the faith of a person, usually this faith grows slowly.
你刚刚来信主时候，
when we first come to believe,
道理了解比较少，
we understand less about the doctrines,
经验也不太多，
and we don't have much experience.
有信心比较软弱幼稚，
so our faith is more weak and childish.
你信主久了，
but after we have believed,
道理明白多了，
when we understand the truth,
体验也多了，
and we have more experience,
信心一直增长。
Then our heart will
由软弱到坚强。
Our faith will keep growing from weak to strong.
但这里的信心不是那样。
But the faith mentioned in verse 9 is not this.
这是恩数的信心。
This is a gift of faith.
不一定要信很久。
It doesn't mean and we don't need to believe for a long time.
有的第一天来就有这个信心。
Some people who come on the very first day have this faith, a very strong faith.
有的信主五年、十年还没有一种成熟的信心。
Some people who come to believe for 5-10 years, they still don't have this very mature faith.
这个是恩数的问题。
So we see this is a difference in faith.
那有这种信心的恩数的人可以造就大家。
But those who have this gift of faith can edify others.
因为有这种信心的人会有好多体验。
Because the people who have this type of this gift of faith,
他可以用这个体验来鼓励别人的信心。
So with their experience, they can encourage the faith of others.
台湾有一个弟兄。
In Taiwan, there is a brother.
他一开始信就有这种信心。
From the moment he believed, he had this faith.
他说有病不必看医生。
And he said, if I have an illness, I don't have to go to a doctor.
医生能医好人的病，神更能啊。
So because if a doctor can heal a person's disease, so much more can God.
那么他不但讲，他就真的这么做。
And he not only said this, but he also did according to what he said.
有一次他患了肝病。
So one time he had a liver disease.
皮肤都变成黄色的。
And his skin had turned yellow.
眼睛的白眼，这个瞳仁白啊，这个白色的这个眼球啊，也变成黄色的。
And the white of his eye has also turned yellow.
哇，那个很严重的肝病。
And this is a very serious liver disease.
他坚决不看医生。
But he was very adamant in not seeing a doctor.
他说：“医生医好我的病，神更能。”
And he said, "If a doctor can heal me, God can, God can also heal me."
祷告真的好了。
So later on, when he prayed, he was really healed.
所以他不是理论，他真的这么做。
So we see that what he spoke was not just theories, but he actually did.
他鼓励别人不要看医生。
And he also was able to encourage other people, don't go to a doctor.
祷告就好。
Just pray and you will be healed.
有一次我告诉他。
So one time I told him,
你鼓励别人可以，不要勉强。
You can encourage other people, but you cannot force them.
因为个人信心不一样。
Because everyone have different levels of faith.
他没有这个信心，你勉强他，他感觉一种压力。
If they don't have this faith and you force them, then they will feel stress.
你只能用你的体验去鼓励别人，不要勉强别人。
You can only encourage other people with your experience, but you should not force them.
我跟他开玩笑。
So one time I joked with him.
我说，假如你遇到车祸。
I told him, if you are in a car accident,
流很多血。
And you're bleeding a lot.
你受伤的地方路旁就有一家医院。
And right where you had the car accident, there's a hospital.
你要不要去里面止血啊？
Are you going to go into a hospital to stop the bleeding?
啊、
to get an IV?
他说不需要。
And he said no.
医生能够止血，神更能。
And he still said, if the doctor could stop my bleeding, so can God.
所以我就在那边祷告。
So I will pray there.
假如你流血过多，死去怎么办？
And I said to him, what if you bleed too much and you die?
他说因为我时候已经到了。
Then he will say, then my time is up.
人早晚终死啊。
Because people will die one day.
医生每次医治都成功吗？医生没有失败过吗？
Will doctors always succeed when they operate on someone? Well, do they never fail?
听医生开刀数据也有啊。
We know that even doctors, patients who die on the operating table.
假如神没有听了祷告，让我一直流血，一注意输血过多，输尽生命，那是神要我安息的时候了。
So he said, if God did not listen to my prayers and cause my bleeding to stop, then it is God's time for me to die.
就是一种恩数的信心。
So we see that they have a gift of faith.
可以鼓励别人，不要勉强别人。
So they can encourage other people, but they shouldn't force other people.
个人有不同的信心。
Because everyone has different levels of faith.
所以这个能造就别人呢。
So this gift can be used to edify other people.
因为这个会鼓励别人，求信心的长进。
Because this gift will encourage other people to also grow in their own faith.
第九节的下面又有一个人蒙圣灵给他医病恩数，有的也有医病恩数。
And the latter half of verse 9 says to another gifts of healings.
有医病恩数人祷告很有功效。
The people who have the gift of healing have very effective prayers.
以前这个台中有一个郭长老。
In Taichung there once was an elder Guo.
就是郭慧里面长老。
And this is elder Philemon Guo.
他的儿子郭顺明长老就是以前台湾总会的财政负责人，那么他的爸爸郭慧明长老是从长会过来的。
And he came from the Presbyterian Church. He is also the father of Elder Guo, who was the financial chair in the Taiwan GA before.
他就有这种恩数。
But this Elder Guo had this gift.
不是传道。
He was not a pastor.
他每次要去帮助病人祷告、祝钱。
But whenever he goes and prays for a patient,
他先在家里祷告到圣灵充满哭了才去。
He would always pray at home until he was filled with the Holy Spirit and started shedding tears because he had love.
他同情病人痛苦。
He was able to sympathize with the suffering of the person who was sick.
所以他先在家里祷告到哭了才去。
So he would always pray until he would start weeping, then he would go.
这个爱心感动神。
And this love really moved God.
所以那个病人就得医治。
So the person who was sick would always be healed.
他这种神迹也行了不少。
And this type of miracles also happened a lot.
所以这恩赐不一定要传道。
So we see the gift is not only a gift of preaching.
长老、执事、弟兄姐妹都可以有这个恩赐。
I'm sorry, this gift is not only for preachers and pastors, but also for all members. It is for God.
那么有这种恩赐的人，对教也有造就啊。
So for the people who have this type of gift, they can also edify the church.
慕道主来，你为了祷告，他的病得医治了。
Because if true seekers come and you pray for them and they receive healing,
弟兄姐妹有病，你为了祷告也得医治了。
Or brothers and sisters are sick and you pray for them and they receive healing.
哇，慕道者越来越多。
And there will be more and more true seekers.
这个信徒也会发起这心来。
And the brothers and sisters in church will also become fervent.
这个是造就教会的恩赐。
So we see this is also another gift to edify the church.
第十节说，又叫一人能行异能。
And verse 10 says to another working a miracle.
就特别能力了。
And this is special power.
当然也能造就教会了。
And this can also edify the church.
又叫一人能做先知。
Another prophecy.
先知讲的是一种恩数啊。
So to prophecy or to preach is also a gift.
嘉义教会早期案例两个长老。
In the Jiayi church in the early years, there were two ordained elders.
一个长老有学问。
One elder was very educated.
圣经也很熟悉,
and he was very familiar with the Bible.
常常跟慕道朋友谈到带他来教会信耶稣。
And he often conversed with the truth-seeking friends to bring them to church.
他是中医师啊。
And he was an Eastern medicine practitioner.
病人来看病。
So when his patients would come to him,
他就说你这个病很严重。
He would tell the patient, you have a very severe
我没有包医好你。
I don't have. I can't guarantee to heal you.
如果你去教会信耶稣啊, 耶稣会医好你的病, 而且不会花钱。
But if you go to the church and believe in Jesus, Jesus can heal you and you don't have to spend a penny.
以前台湾没有健保劳保，看医生很贵。
In the early years in Taiwan, there was no national insurance or employment insurance, so it was very expensive to go to a hospital.
穷人听了这个话很高兴啊，就来了。
So the people who are very poor, when they hear this, they're very happy and they would come to church.
他熟悉圣经。
And because this elder was very familiar with the Bible,
他会跟慕道朋友谈到。
He was able to discuss the truth with his friends. And he was also very educated.
后来立长老,
and so later he became a elder. And we would ask him to deliver
sermons.
That time when he delivered the sermon, it was his first and also last time. Because the second time he was asked to, he dared not to go up. Because he didn't have the gift of preaching.
台下传闻给慕道朋友可以，因为台下的讲道不没有定题目啊。
And he was able to talk very well to brothers and sisters and truth seekers off the pulpit.
也没有时间限制啊。
Because there was no set topic and no set time limit.
随便谈什么都可以啊。
So he could talk about anything.
这个比较容易啦。
And that was easier for him.
如果你是熟悉，你就有办法。
And so if you are very familiar with the Bible, it would be easy for you.
但上台讲到要有题目。
But when you come up to the pulpit, you have to have a topic.
要时间的限制。
And there is a limit of a time limit.
还要段落分明。
And you have to have very clear sections.
有条理。
And logic.
哇，这个没有恩赐的话办不到。
So people who don't have the gift of preaching,
delivering
sermons.
另外，那个长老没有学问。
On the other hand, the other elder was not very educated.
也被安排上来讲道啊。
But he was also assigned to come up to deliver.
讲得很好。
But he delivered.
以后就常常被安排讲道。
So later on, he was often assigned to deliver sermons.
很明显，讲了一种恩赐。
So it was very clear that to deliver sermons is also a gift.
不是你有学问。
It is not just that you have good education and you're very familiar with the Bible, then you are guaranteed to give a sermon. But if God gives you the gift, even if you are uneducated, you can still deliver a very good sermon. And the people listening will be moved and be edified. So let's look at the next
gift. 又叫一人能辨别诸灵，这个是邪灵工作。做圣灵工作，他能够分别清楚。
And to another, discerning of spirits, and this is a gift where they're able to discern whether this is from an evil spirit or the Holy Spirit.
那分别清楚，这个信徒就不会受迷惑。
And if you are able to discern very clearly, then the believers will not be.
这个对教会也是有造就性的。
Will not be deceived, and so this is also edifying the church.
然后又叫一人能够说方言。
And to another, different kinds of tongues.
前面的恩赐都属于造就教会。
We see that all the previous gifts are gifts to edify the church.
那说方言把它放在这里。
So when it mentions another kinds of tongues,
也是属于造就教会的。
It is also a gift to edify the church.
因为同类的东西相提并论。
Because we see that when we group together items on a list, they
would
all be similar.
第九种恩赐。
And the ninth gift.
又叫一人能翻方言。
To another's interpretation of tongues.
啊，翻出来才听懂。
Because only when we interpret the tongue can we understand. So of course this is talking about gift that edifies the church.
而且这里有一个特色。
And here we see there is a special characteristic.
把方言跟翻方言两种恩赐相提并论。
We see that the gift of speaking in different kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues are listed together.
十二节十二章的第十先讲又见人说方言，然后接着就说又见人翻方言，把说的跟翻的两个方言。并提就是说就同性主的了。
So in verse 10 we see that it mentions another different kind of tongues and to another interpretation of tongues and they mention this side by side and it is showing us that they are talking about the same type of tongues.
再看三十节。
So let's look at verse 30.
三十节后面说许多说方言吗？许多方言吗？这里是讲说方言方言就两种恩赐同性主的摆在一起。
And once again in verse 30 we see thatAll the gifts with similar quality or characteristics are placed together.
因对神说的不必翻译。
Because when we speak with tongues to God, we don't need interpretation.
对人说才翻译。
But only when we speak to people do we need interpretation.
那这里要翻译的就是方言讲道啊。
So here when it says tongues need interpretation, these are the tongues that preaching.
所以我们认为十二章第十节上面所说的不多的方言，那个是属于。方言讲到了特别恩赐。
That's why we say in 1 Corinthians 14 verses 10 and 30, when it says speaking with tongues, these are all referring to preaching with tongues.
还有十二章的十二节以下。
And also in chapter 12, starting from verse 12,
这里讲身体的比喻。
It gives an analogy or a parable of the body.
它身体有好多不同主体。
And it says in one body there are many members.
不同主体有不同功用。
And for different members of the body there are different functions.
但身体一个而已。
But there is only one body.
那这不同功能主体互相合作。
And so these different members of one body work together.
建立这个身体。
To compose the body.
就是教会。
And this body is
教会基督身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
我们都是做主体的。
We are all members.
说明各种不同的恩赐互相配合。
So we have to use all our different gifts to work together.
啊，建立基督身体啊。
To compose the body of
Christ. 从下面身体有各种主体、各种不同功用，互相合作来建立基督身体的这个说法来了解上面恩赐，每一种都属于造就教会的。
So from this understanding that different members have to work together using their gifts for the one body of Christ, then we understand that all the gifts listed before this passage.Are for edifying the church.
那因为是属于造教的，就是我们可以肯定方言讲道是造就教会。
And because all the gifts are for edifying the church, then we are certain that when it talks about speaking with tongues, this is referring to preaching with tongues.
这个当然不是每个都有啊。
So of course, this is not something that everyone has.
方言祷告是对神说的方言，是一种凭据。
When we pray with tongues and speak to God, this is a guarantee.
能说方言才算有圣灵。
And this is an evidence, because only when we speak with
tongues, we have the Holy Spirit. 方言讲的是恩数诸一，不是绝对的凭据。
But when we preach with tongues, this is not evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以有的有，有的没有。
Because only some people have it, and not everyone has it.
圣经把这个方言讲到跟方言祷告分得很清楚。
So the Bible differentiates very clearly between praying in tongue and preaching in tongue.
但一般基督徒没有多少经验。
But typical Christians don't have this experience.
所以把这方言讲那个方言祷告两种不同恩数混在一起。
Because they don't have the experience of receiving the Holy Spirit, they mix preaching and praying with tongues.
因此他在批评我们的方言祷告没有按照圣经规定。
Therefore, a lot of times they would criticize us, saying that when we pray with tongues, we are not praying according to the Bible.
我们明显看出了他们错了。
But we can see very clearly that this concept is wrong.
因为他把方言祷告刚才讲的两个不同的恩数混在一起。
Because they are mixing together praying in tongues and preaching with tongues, which are two
different things. 时间超过了五分钟。
And we are over time by
我们暂时休一下，然后十点五分才进来。
Let's take a short break, and after at 11:05, we will come in again.
好的。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.